News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as we speak, an Air Corps plane is flying back to Ireland containing Kinahan cartel boss Sean McGovern, who will face charges here for murder and gangland crime. Mick O'Toole, crime and defence correspondent with the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Mirror, joins us now. Mick, just firstly tell us what charges exactly will Sean McGovern face when he arrives back in Dublin later today?
He has been charged, or he is to be charged. The Director of Public Prosecutions has ordered that he is to be charged over the December 2016 murder of an innocent man called Noel Kerwin. Mr. Kerwin was shot dead outside his home in Clondalkin in West Dublin. Now, he was an innocent man. He was basically shot dead by the Kinahan cartel because your listeners may remember he was spotted with Jerry de Moncouch at Jerry's brother's funeral, Eddie, in March 2016, and the Kinahans really had it in for him then. So Gardaí have been investigating that. So he's to be charged with that murder on the orders of the DPP. There are also a number of gangland charges, directing a crime gang and participating in a crime gang. Now that's significant. Directing a crime gang can carry up to life. Now you'll know that murder is a mandatory life sentence, but that is a very, very serious sentence, and it also carries, it's up to the judge's discretion, but upon conviction, if there is a conviction, that can also carry a life sentence. So they're very, very serious charges for Mr. McGovern.
I think the plane is due to land later this afternoon. When is he expected to appear in court, Mick?
He has to go straight, the way because it's an extradition, he has to go straight to court. When he lands, it'll be Baldonnell, Case and Aerodrome in Baldonnell. So our guidance is he'll probably land about 5 o'clock. And he would, from there, he'll be in Baldonnell. He'll be brought straight to the CCJ in central Dublin, where the Special Criminal Court is located. And he will appear in front of three judges. So I'd say it'll probably be early, maybe 6 or 7 o'clock this evening.
Just final question. How big a blow is this to the Kinahan crime cartel?
He was described by the Americans in April 2022, when he was one of seven people connected to the Kinahan cartel as sanctioned, as Daniel Kinahan's closest confidant. I'll put it this way. I don't think anybody is any higher in the Kinahan cartel without the name starting with a K. So he is really at the top of the tree in the Kinahan cartel.
Mick O'Toole, crime and defence correspondent of the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Mirror, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.